There are certain essentials in the spiritual life. Freedom is one of the essentials, but that's another sermon. Thanksgiving is an essential in the spiritual life. It's not a nice thing to do. It's not something peripheral. It's at the very heart of what it means to be in relationship with God. Because when we give thanks, we're putting things in right relationship. Think of this gospel story today. You can imagine the 10 lepers on their way to the priest. They realize they have been cleansed. And 9 of them said, I have been healed. One of them said, Jesus healed me. When we give thanks, we're putting things in right relationship. We're reminding ourselves that it's not about me or what I can do or what I've accomplished. It's about what God can do. That's what the Samaritan leper knew. What God had done in his life was going to make a difference. And that's our story as well. There isn't anything that we can take credit for. God woke me up this morning and started me on my way, right? So we can't even take credit for that. We can't take credit for life. We can't take credit for the fact that we can breathe a breath. Everything is a gift from God. And so gratitude is at the heart of the spiritual life because it reminds us of how things really are, of what's really at work. And this really becomes significant, or it's always significant, but it really comes home to roost, I think, in times of great trouble and difficulty. Thanksgiving Day, for all of you history buffs out there, was proclaimed by President Lincoln in 1863, which was, of course, smack in the middle of the Civil War. Now, you would think you would wait till the war was over to give thanks. But that wasn't Lincoln's instinct. Lincoln's instinct was, we have to give thanks today, already, for what is. And that, I think, is the attitude that we all have to approach this spiritual lesson of Thanksgiving with. That right today, we can give thanks. Things, at times, are not going well. At home, at work, at school, wherever. But we can always give thanks because we know that no matter how things seem to be going, the Lord is blessing me right now. Right today, right where we're going through. I was talking to an old friend from New Jersey yesterday whose a cousin just died. And she was lamenting the fact that the cousin, they were very close, died in this season. And I said, actually, this is the perfect time for you to remember your cousin. Because instead of focusing on the loss, you can focus on the things you're grateful for about her life. The many years you shared, all the experiences you had, blessings that were part and parcel of your relationship. And I think that really is our story. That no matter how things seem to be going, no matter what we're going through, there's always occasion to give thanks. Because the Lord is blessing us, and the Lord who brought us this far is not about to abandon us now. So let us this day have grateful hearts as we bring everything to God. The stuff we think are worthy of thanks, and yes, even the stuff we are regretting. Because in all things, in good times and in bad, the Lord is with us and will lead us where we need to be. Amen.
Amen. Amen.